Hey Michael, congratulations. I heard you got accepted to go and work overseas.
Thanks, Holly. To be honest, I'm kind of surprised I got it. There was so much competition, I think about 20 other people applied.
Sure, but as far as I know, you're the only one who is both a certified software engineer and has experience running workshops. That's pretty valuable.
Good point.
So where are you going to go?
Well, that's the thing. I've been offered positions in both Barcelona and London, and I really can't make up my mind.
Have you been to either of them before?
I've been to London. I don't mind it, but to be honest, I didn't love it. It's too crowded and it's insanely expensive. On top of that, I can't stand the traffic in London.
And Barcelona?
I haven't been to Barcelona, but I've been to Spain a couple of times. I love it there. The people there are so welcoming. Also, they have these little sandwiches called pinchos that are the most addictive food I've ever had.
Okay, so do you prefer the office in London then?
Actually, no. The office in Barcelona is much smaller, which I prefer, and I looked up pictures and the Barcelona office looks much nicer. They have a swimming pool on the rooftop.
Seriously? That's kind of ridiculous. But then, that kind of sounds like a no-brainer to me. You prefer Spain, the office looks nicer, what's the problem?
Well, Spain has some pretty serious downsides too. The biggest is that I'm really not comfortable in Spanish. Technically, I can speak it at a B1 level, but in a situation like a business meeting, I'd be lost. Last time I was there, I was late for an important work meeting, and I said, "Estoy embarazada," which I thought meant, "I'm embarrassed."
Okay, what does it actually mean?
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant? Okay, that's hilarious, but I can see the problem. But isn't the office language English?
I mean, sure, in theory, but everything outside of business will still be in Spanish. If I want to get along with my colleagues outside of work, it will all be in Spanish, and that's a problem. On top of that, the salary is much higher in London. The cost of living is higher too, but even with that, I'd still end up making about 30% more in London. I really hate this. I'm so indecisive when it comes to big life choices.
Yeah, that's a tough one. If I were you, I'd sit down and make a pros and cons list. That always helps me make tough choices.
Good idea. I'll do that. Thanks.